This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip, working for the hereafter, the Akhirah, a door towards the secrets of Ubudiyyah, the secrets of the servitude of Allah, in the words of Allah. Now, dear listeners, when we're talking about working for the hereafter, we talk about working for the hereafter, which is known as the Akhirah in Arabic. Akhirah meaning the end, which, of course, this is not the end literally, but it is the end of this materialistic worldly life. The hereafter, the Akhirah, and working towards it is a door towards the secrets of Ubudiyyah, the secrets of the servitude of Allah. Now, of course, one of the reasons why we perform the servitude of Allah or the Ubudiyyah of Allah, again, I emphasize one of the reasons, is because eventually we'll be taken to the hereafter, and in the hereafter, we will be taken account of. And so whether our scales reflect our good deeds or our scales reflect our bad deeds, and whichever one of these scales is heavier, decide where it is that we will end up. Now, may Allah forgive us all of our sins and look past our errors and our mistakes. But if we don't work for the hereafter, if we don't keep the hereafter in our mind, if we don't make the hereafter our goal, then of course we're going to slip, and if we slip, we might end up falling. Now, I had said that this working towards the hereafter, because it is in the hereafter that we will be taken account of and the final judgment will be laid down, is one of the reasons of the servitude of Allah. But if you look at the spiritual masters and if you look at the true teachings, the pure teachings of Islam, you will find that the true reason for the servitude of Allah is plainly for the servitude of Allah. As the Ahlul Bayt, the infallible Imams, teach us, Allah is deserving of worship, and if there was no heaven, and there was no hell, and there was no judgment day, and there was no taking of account of all of our deeds, still Allah, because Allah is Allah, He deserves to be worshipped. Allahu Akbar, how truly very beautiful. But still, for many of us, including myself, working for the hereafter is a level which is a little bit easier to understand, and it is practically implementable. But still, remember, dear friends, that doesn't stop you from going to the higher levels of knowledge and wisdom to try to reach that stage where your worship and your ubudiyyah and your servitude of Allah is simply because Allah deserves to be worshipped, and Allah deserves to be for us to be in His servitude, for us to be in His ubudiyyah. Now, when it comes to the words of Allah, I think I don't have enough time in this segment, but inshallah, by the will of Allah, I will in the next segment talk about the words of Allah when it talks about the hereafter. Dum, 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 dum.
Allah, 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 Allahu Rabbi, la sharika lahu. Allah, Allah, Allah.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
The question that some people ask is, why is it that I can't shed the tears? I try. I have utilized method after method. I have adopted these techniques, but I'm unable to. In Hajj, someone came and said, I look at the Kaaba. It's amazing. Many a times people will look at the Holy Kaaba for the first time. They can't control themselves, but the tears flow. Or when they go to Karbala, when they look at the shrine of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas or Aba Abdullah, when they go to Samarra, when they go to Sayyida Zainab, yes, the tears flow. Some people said, I stood there and I wanted to cry. I was desperate for the tears to flow, but it wasn't happening. Why? What's wrong with me? They were saying, is there something wrong with me? Yes, there is something wrong. What is that? Amir al-Mu'mineen is Tabibun Nufus. He is the physician of the souls. He gives us the reason. He has told us exactly and diagnosed the ailment. In a narration, he says, مَا جَفَّتِ الْعُيُونَ إِلَّا لِقَسْوَةِ الْقُلُوبِ, that the eyes are not dry except because of the hardening of the heart. The heart is sealed. The heart is darkened. And Imam says, وَمَا قَسَتِ الْقُلُوبِ إِلَّا لِكَثْرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ, and the heart are sealed because of excessive sinning. Everything is related. Yes. The realization emerges that I cannot shed and I am not able to weep and cry due to the fear of Allah. I am unable to cry and weep when I hear the musibah of Aba Abdullah. And I'm unable to shed tears when I hear the musibah of the Ahl al-Bayt or go to the holy shrines. Because I am the cause of my own downfall. I have caused my heart to be sealed and darkened due to the excessive sinning. Due to taking sins lightly, due to not asking for repentance and sincere forgiveness. I have not done this. Yes. Many a times we fall because of our own actions. Yes. This darkening of the heart, what does it mean? This darkening of the heart is as a result of the piling up. Our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, says that the heart is like a white piece of cloth. The moment a sinning act takes place, a dot is placed. You know, those who know about washing clothes, men and women, I'm sure, when it comes to certain stains, if you wash them straight away, there's more likelihood of removing them from the clothing than if you keep them for a while, because they become embedded in the fabric of the clothing. And it becomes harder and harder later. And even if you use the best stain remover, it will not go. It's there. Sometimes it's permanent and you throw that piece of cloth away. Yes. Imam says, when you and I, God forbid, have slipped up, and we do, immediately seek tawbah, immediately return back to Allah, immediately become conscious and feel remorseful and have the determination not to do that sin again. Because if, God forbid, we don't, then the sins pile up and they thicken, and the heart, what, it begins to what, darken and darken, until Allah says, I will close it, I will seal it. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, your hearts become so hard that they are compared to hard rocks, even though that they are harder than the rocks. We read in the Holy Quran, مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ, isn't it? The narration tells us that Iblis, the chief shaitan, called the other shayateen and said, who is waswas al-khannas alladhi waswisu fi sudur al-nas? Yes, in Surah An-Nas, many of the shayateen stood up and said, it's me, until one of them said, my role is to make the individual, the human being, forget the forgiveness or asking tawbah at the moment of the slip-up, at the moment of the committing of the sin, and make them deliberately forget. That's waswasul khannas. Because in narrations we are told, the angels, what do they do? For the first few hours perhaps of the committing of the sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them forget the documentation of the sin. Lest the human being returns back to the Almighty. Lest the human being somehow seeks penitence and tawbah from the Almighty Jalla wa Ala. Therefore, the dangers of the hardening of the heart can be indeed witnessed. And that's why there are so many of these occasions in which we are able to soften our hearts.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about working towards the hereafter, which is a door towards the secrets of the servitude of Allah. Now, we talked about how the ultimate goal in the servitude of Allah, of course, is because Allah deserves to be worshipped, but a lower level of reason to be in the ubudiyya of Allah, to be in the servitude of Allah, of course, is to work towards the hereafter, which is our true home. It is our eternal home. And of course, why would you not work for the hereafter, especially when we know that it is the hereafter where we will be eternally therefore. Right? So we find in the words of Allah in the Holy Quran in Suratul Ankabut, the chapter named The Spider, which is chapter number 29, verse number 64. Again, chapter number 29, verse number 64, where Allah the Mighty, the Exalted says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and the next abode, the Akhirah, most surely is the life. It is the real life. Here, dear friends, we are being reminded quite clearly and humbly and seriously that we need to keep in mind always and forever that it is the Akhirah, the hereafter, which is the real home, the permanent home, the eternal home, and that is the real life. This life is just plainly a temporary test. It is this life here in this world, in this realm of materialism and confinement and limitation. It is in this realm we will only spend a few short years in this realm, in this material world. And when they are asked, how long did you live? They say, a day or half a day is how long I lived. After living hundreds of years, they reply that this life on earth was perhaps a day or half a day. In some places it says that they say, the blink of an eye. That's how long this life is, even if it were hundreds of years. But the real life, dear friends, Allah tells us, is the hereafter. So it is for the hereafter that we must work towards. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.